¿Qué onda, Scaredy Cats? ¿Cómo están hoy este lindo día? How are you guys doing today? We hope you guys are having a great day so far. Welcome back to another spooky episode of the Scaredy Cats podcast. If you guys are new here and are interested in true crime and scary stories, make sure you add us to your favorites and tune in every week.
And if you want to stay up to date with the podcast or interact with us, to follow us on any social media platform at Scaredy Cats Podcast, and that's Scaredy Cats with the K. And thank you guys so much for 11K. It's crazy how fast we are growing because literally last week we were just at 10K.
Yeah.
It's insane the amount of growth we've had lately.
Yes, guys, we just recently hit 11K on TikTok. I think right now, I checked probably like an hour ago, and we're at 11.2.
Dang, so, that's crazy.
Yeah, we're so happy that you guys are enjoying these episodes. We're enjoying doing them for you guys. Some of these are so creepy that it keeps me up late at night sometimes because they're so creepy. But today we're going to be talking about some of the scariest Airbnb true stories. And let me tell you, you know, every time we've wanted to take a vacation or something, or even go down to Boise, we've thought about renting an Airbnb before, but you know how, like,
you are
sketchy.
Yeah, like,
I am with
he literally, like, and it sometimes it'd be cheaper than a hotel.
Yeah, sometimes,
but
surprisingly.
Yeah, but he's like, you know what, no, like, no Airbnb. And I'm okay with that, because same here, like, I'm a little bit sketched out about it, especially about some of the stories like we're gonna tell you guys today. It definitely gave me the creeps, and it makes me not even, you know, even more not want to stay in one.
Yes, guys, and I started being sketched out of Airbnbs way before I started watching these scary Airbnb movies or reading any of these stories. One movie that I recently did watch was called The Rental on Netflix.
Ugh.
Remember I told you that one?
Yeah.
You didn't want to watch
it? I didn't want to watch it because with me, like, if I watch a movie that's something that has to do with like a real life situation and it's scary, it makes me even more paranoid to even do anything that has anything to do with that, you know?
That movie honestly creeped me out. If you guys haven't seen it yet, like I said, it's on Netflix, but it's basically like this like group. They go down in the forest areas and they rent out an Airbnb, and just the stuff that happens is so weird and so creepy that I'll never stay at an Airbnb again.
Yeah.
And one of the most recent movies that I watched as well was Gone in the Night, which starred Winona Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
This is also another Airbnb movie, and the twists and turns that it takes are gonna like blow your mind. And I don't think you've watched this one yet.
I haven't.
But if you guys haven't watched it, definitely check it out, because that one's one creepy movie.
And I love Winona Ryder, so I would imagine that it's a good movie.
I would say the end, it's like sometimes these people that make these scary movies, I feel like they don't know how to end it off. So the ending kind of didn't make sense, but the whole movie was good.
Okay,
guys, before we jump into some of these stories, if any of you listening have had a scary or just odd Airbnb experience, let us know on any social media platforms. We'd love to hear your guys' stories.
We do, guys. Let's get right into it. So, this first story is taking place in Florida. Luke and his wife were traveling from Indiana and all the way to Florida for a vacation to celebrate their anniversary. Derek rented out a beautiful Airbnb that was located in Longboat, Florida.
The couple said as soon as they got there, they were astonished by how beautiful this house looked in person. It was their first time visiting Florida, by the way, and the owner, named Wayne Knapp, when they arrived, he was already sitting there on the porch.
Ooh.
Like, it was like towards the evening time when they got there, and he was just sitting there on the porch and he was waving at them saying hi. And it was so creepy because when the couple pulled into the driveway, he said, "Hi, I've been waiting for you guys."
Whoa, that's weird,
right?
Yeah, I would, well, I guess not weird, and it, but I guess it's the way he approaches it. Yeah, it's kind of like a normal response, like, "Hey, I've been waiting for you guys. Let me, you know, show you this." I don't know how that goes. Do they, you know, like invite you into the house and kind of show you everything?
Yeah, I was gonna say, so since we've never stayed at an Airbnb, we don't know how that stuff goes. But as I've seen in the movies and stuff like that, and what people explain is that they basically give you a key or a code to go into the house, and the person's actually not there. Maybe if you have any questions, the owner comes down and clarifies things for you.
Yeah.
But most of the times they give you a key or leave it somewhere, or they give you a code to get in the house.
Okay.
So I guess it might be just normal that the guy's sitting there waving them down. Okay, guys, but let's jump back into it. Like I said, the owner, Wayne Natz, greets them and tells them, "Hey, you know, I've been waiting for you guys." And this gives Luke and the wife an odd feeling because it's like, okay, just the way he said it, they said sounded odd. But then the owner hands them the keys and tells them to enjoy their stay. Luke and and his wife then unload everything from their car and rested for a few hours before heading out to get some dinner. While they were laying down, they began to hear odd noises coming from the outside, more specifically in the back porch. Luke gets up and starts walking towards the noise, and it's around, you know, like 6-ish, so it's starting to get dark outside. But once Luke turns the corner, he notices that the door to the back porch was open. He noticed this because it was cracked a little bit, and the sheet that was covering, basically the curtain that was covering the glass door, which led to the back, like air was blowing in, and like the curtain was like, you know, moving. So he runs, closes the door, but it doesn't see anything back there because he's like peeking through the windows. And at the time, Luke didn't think much about it because he had thought that his wife must have not closed the door all the way when she was checking out the backyard when they first got there. So she checked out the back, so he's like, you know, maybe she didn't close it all the way. So he automatically thought that the noises that they were hearing was coming from the neighbors next door. But little did Luke know, someone was watching them.
Somebody
was watching them, guys.
So Luke closes the door and heads back to the room. And we weren't able to find exactly what the wife's name was, but they never said it in the story. Yeah. But Luke began telling her what just happened, and she said no, like she did close the door and locked it. But Luke brushed it off because he didn't want to mess up their dinner plans. So they leave the house around 8 at night, and they drive to a nearby seafood restaurant that supposedly had some of the best seafood dishes in the area. And can you guess who was there? The owner of the Airbnb was there eating by himself. Luke and his wife say hi to him, and then they were seated. They enjoy their night eating lobster and have a couple drinks, which later turned to a lot of drinks. So Someone taps Luke on the shoulder and says, hey, do you need a ride home? You seem pretty tipsy. And once Luke looked up, he notices it was the owner of the Airbnb, which is odd.
Could it just be a big coincidence?
Yeah, that's a lot of coincidences. Yeah.
I don't know.
Right? But since Luke knew the guy, he said sure, because he didn't want to drive while drunk. So they hop in the car, and the guy drives into the house, which is only a few minutes away from the restaurant. He walks to the door and says, you guys be good, in a joking way. So Luke laughs and tells him thanks and gives him $20 as a thank you for giving him a ride.
It's just kind of odd that he was there at the seafood place when they went there. But I mean, how would he have known that they were going to go there?
True, but how everything kind of like lines up. Yeah. I think that I would just get this gut feeling like instantly. And like, you know, I'd just be like, okay, this guy might have been following us. Who knows? I don't know.
I'm a little sketched out about it right now. But after this, the couple got home. They ended up falling asleep in the living room. And keep in mind, this is only the first day that they're there. So the wife ends up waking up and walks over to the refrigerator to grab some water. When she grabs the water bottle and starts drinking it, she looks up at the fire alarm, which was above the couch in the living room, and she sees that there's a hole in it with a green light blinking inside of it. She finds this odd, so she walks close to it and grabs a chair to get a closer look, you know, because she's never seen a fire alarm that looks like that. So she thought that if it's something that's broken, she would like to report it so they don't get charged on the security fees,
which is pretty smart. And like the fact that she noticed it, she's very observant, right?
And you know, like she opened the water bottle, and you know how you tilt your head up,
look up,
so she was tilting her head up, and you know, when I drink water, I'm staring at the ceiling. So she's probably just stared at the fire alarm, you know?
But as soon as she touches it, the lid falls off, and behind it is a small camera and a microphone and other smaller cameras recording at different angles. And honestly, if I saw that, I'd just leave the house. I'd leave everything and I'd just run. She wakes up Luke, her husband, who as soon as he sees this, calls the police. The police shows up in a few minutes and would later arrest the owner of the Airbnb, Wayne Knapp, at the age of 56, who confessed installing over 10 cameras, not one, but 10, in the Airbnb, some in the showers and others inside the toilet. Which is just
that is nasty.
Disgusting. A laptop was later confiscated from Wayne, and with hundreds of footages from the past 40 people who have stayed at the Airbnb. The footage contained videos of the people being nude in the shower, recording their private areas while using the toilet, and lots of other disgusting things. So that's pretty sickening. Thankfully, she ended up, you know, catching that as soon as she did, because
on the first day.
Yeah, because she probably saved a lot of people.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, she did, and it's crazy because that's just so sick. And when I was looking at other, you know, reports of scary Airbnb stories, there's a ton. And I knew like there was sketchy stuff going on and there's reports of it, but I didn't know how sick some of them were. It was other people that rented out these places that had like tunnels connected to the bottom of the house, and they would get inside there when they were sleeping. Or there was others where they would have abandoned houses listed in Airbnbs and people would rent them out, and it'd just be basically like people trying to rob you, and once you get there, like, you show up to this weird house.
Yeah.
And later this couple found out when they went to stay that it was an abandoned house and it should never have been listed.
Yeah.
And they don't know who listed it.
See?
So imagine like going on a vacation and finding this, or yeah, knowing that you're sleeping in a house that it belongs to nobody. It's just abandoned.
Yeah. See, like, I've never stayed in an Airbnb, yeah, but I've stayed, well, I guess I have with my family.
But and that was a lot of people.
Yeah. So with a lot of people, yes. But when it's just, if it's just you and I, I'd be sketched out. Like, I know I've stayed in a hostel, like in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And that was pretty trippy. I mean, but what's crazy is I didn't really get that sketched out as I would in an Airbnb, which is crazy to say, because it's a hostel.
And actually, Wayne Knatt was charged with one count of video voyeurism. I think that's what it said. And he told the police that he had placed the camera there for naughty parties that he would host, which to me, it doesn't make sense, because so he's saying that he didn't record this couple on purpose, but why do you have the footage from all these people that have stayed in your Airbnb, and why didn't you just turn it off?
It's not a coincidence.
To begin with, you recording this because you host naughty parties is disgusting to begin with. But it just doesn't make sense that he's saying that he never intended into recording this couple.
Not let alone,
but you have footage from all the other 40 people that stayed there.
But then 10 cameras too. Yeah. Like, you can't say that was an accident or you never knew about it, because 10 cameras were placed in a certain angle. So
And in the shower and in the toilet. So, I mean,
how the heck do you get a freaking camera? Like, that's disgusting.
Some freaking waterproof cameras or something.
That's gross. It's terrifying, honestly. Overall, that's the end of the story. So next time you guys are traveling, make sure you think twice before renting an Airbnb. Honestly, if we did, I would just go around checking every single thing, making sure if I see a red light, a green light, that's it.
And if that didn't scare you enough, there was a couple who flew to France to celebrate another anniversary. Some people are having bad looks with their anniversaries, to be honest. Before any of this, they found a beautiful house listed on Airbnb in France, you know, with two bedrooms, a bathroom, a nice little backyard, and they rented it. They got there, unloaded all of their things, and 3 days into their vacation, they began to get a foul smell coming from the window by the kitchen. Mm-mm. So the husband went to go check outside. We didn't have any names on this story, like, at all of what the people were called. But the husband went to go check outside, and as he turned the corner, he saw pale feet hanging out from the bushes.
I would immediately get chills. Like, right now, just even hearing that, I got chills.
Yeah. Like, so they called the police, and they would later discover a female body that had been laying there way before they got there, and they said that she had been stabbed multiple times. And they never actually said if they found who did it, but what way to spend your anniversary, right?
Yeah, that would be an anniversary that would, like, I just immediately forget about.
Yeah, like,
that's this, terrible.
This one was a quick story, but it was a couple who basically, like, went to France and they found a dead body in their Airbnb in the backyard.
See, and these last two stories, like, what are the odds of them being in that? It's like, that's kind of like being
Airbnb.
Yeah, being in the right place at the right time. Because I'm sure, like, you know, for this, they discovered something, and, you know, who knows how long it would have been for someone to have known that was there. And then, you know, the story before this, like, how long would it have taken? How many more people would he have filmed, you know, if it wasn't for them catching that? And all of it was because she was drinking a bottle, and these people, you know, they ended up smelling something crazy. So it's just crazy.
That's so weird. Honestly, I'm never gonna stay at Airbnb. I wasn't planning on to before this episode either. And just like we said, like we keep saying, think twice before you rent an Airbnb next time. You know,
and if you're staying in an Airbnb right now while you're listening to this, take a look around.
Take a look around, you know, make sure that there's no cameras hiding around. I'm just joking, guys. But like I said, I'm never gonna stay at an Airbnb, but we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. It was honestly a quick but a spooky one. So if you guys enjoyed, make sure you guys share it to your friends and family, and follow us on all social media platforms at The Scaredy Cats, and that's Scaredy Cats with a K if you want to stay up to date with all of our latest things. So without further ado, we are out.
Peace.
Peace.